Thomas E. McMahon Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on Nyah, N-Y-A-H, Hemry, H-E-M-R-Y. Address is 5688 Newland, N-E-W-L-A-N-D Road, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-717-0518. ID is XXXXX4816. Date of birth is 12/30/2002. This is a 20-year-old right-handed veterinary tech. Her insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Paradise. It is addressed to 4 Char Bush, B-U-S-H-N-P. Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. The phone is 530-872-6650. Fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for episodes of recurrent lightheadedness and near syncope, subparagraph, reported non-contributory cardiovascular evaluation, new paragraph, remote history of 2 concussions, new paragraph, history of primary sleep disorder with shift work related sleep disorder, initial and sleep maintenance insomnia, subparagraph, remote history of treated depression, continuing on antidepressant medications, new paragraph, current history of positional tachycardia. Dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Nyah, N-Y-A-H, Hemry, H-E-M-R-Y, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you are already aware. Nyah has had a longstanding and relatively recent history of symptoms of positional vertigo, lightheadedness, and near syncope, typically when arising from sleep, when she gets up after sleeping in the morning, having completed all-night shift work, working as a veterinary technologist. New paragraph, she develops lightheadedness and dizziness with almost near syncope when she raises her arms over her head in the morning. New paragraph, she currently has a few headaches, but they are not a prominent feature of her illness. New paragraph, she gave an important past medical history of 2 serious concussions, 1 with a bicycle accident injury. and the other a facial concussion with, quote, two black eyes, unquote, suggesting risk factors for anterior fossa fracture. New paragraph. She has been recently evaluated and has been found to have what she describes as mild symptoms of IBS, which is somewhat medication responsive. New paragraph. Current medications include diphenhydramine, 100 milligrams PRN, usually once daily, escitalopram, 10 milligrams once daily, birth control pill, once daily, and hydroxyzine, 10 milligrams PRN for anxiety. Subparagraph, she gives a history of panic disorder and panic attacks in the past. New paragraph, past medical history is reported to be positive for anemia, anxiety, depression, loss of consciousness, pneumonia, and vertigo. New paragraph. Surgical history was non-contributory. New paragraph. Social history is positive for smoking and vaping for 1 year. She does not use alcohol, but has used marijuana, but does not use these drugs now. New paragraph. She is a single veterinary assistant, having completed college. She describes her stress level as low, her exercise level is low. She's not completed advanced directives. New paragraph. Family medical history was positive for breast cancer and stroke. New paragraph. Her mother has a history of cancer, hypertension, mental health disorder. Her grandmother had a history of stroke. New paragraph. Neurological review of systems. She reports blurred vision, chest pain and racing heart, parenthesis, unremarkable cardiovascular evaluation, in parenthesis, gastrointestinal symptoms of constipation, stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting. New paragraph, musculoskeletal symptoms of back pain, neurological symptoms of numbness, paresthesias, dizziness, transient episodic weakness with loss of motor control, fainting episodes and memory loss, psychological symptoms of depression, anxiety, and memory problems, endocrine symptoms of chronic fatigue and tiredness, sleep symptoms of sleep maintenance insomnia. New paragraph. She describes frequent difficulty with verbal expression, frequent fainting, loss of vision, suddenly having to sit down to regain normal function. New paragraph. Currently, she denies having any significant visual difficulty, problems with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation. She does describe recurrent motor twitching, infrequently and vacillating in the right lower extremity without spread, but otherwise only episodic loss of motor control and weakness. New paragraph. Thank you. she describes vacillating paresthesias in the upper and lower extremities. Subparagraph, he's not currently compliant on any nutritional supplementation. New paragraph. Neurological examination, general. This is a relatively thin, young, healthy-appearing, pleasant, and cheerful, intelligent, right-handed adult woman. She's alert-oriented and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, without unusual affective changes. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances, and without unusual ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. Her visual fields are preserved to confrontation. Extraocular movements are full without nystagmus or dysmetria. Pupils are equally round, reactive light and accommodation. No facial asymmetry or motor weakness. Sensation preserved. Speech preserved. Swallowing preserved. Tongue is midline. Airway is capacious. That's oropharyngeal airway is capacious. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities. Sensory examination is intact to pin, touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are 2 plus over 4 bilaterally, proximally and distally. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes is unremarkable. New paragraph, cerebellar and extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are preserved. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers is unremarkable. New paragraph, ambulatory examination is fluid and non-ataxic. Preserved tandem heel and toe, Romberg is unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Nia Hemry presents with a history of lightheadedness and dizziness, typically following sleep. With a sleep history consistent with a primary sleep disorder and clinical symptoms suspicious for narcolepsy / narcolepsy with cataplexy. New paragraph. By history, her cardiovascular evaluation was unremarkable. New paragraph. Neurological examination is within normal limits. New paragraph. She has risk factors for malnutrition-related clinical symptoms. New paragraph. Recommendations. Given her past medical history, we will obtain MR brain imaging to exclude an acquired brain injury. Diagnostic next recommendation, static and dynamic ambulatory EEGs will be obtained to exclude seizure risk. New paragraph, laboratory testing will also be completed. for nutritional analysis, exclusion of genetic narcolepsy, and metabolic risk factors, new paragraph. I'm referring her for a diagnostic polysomnogram in-lab study with her history of multiple nocturnal arousals of a certain etiology. Recommendations. New paragraph. She'll be seen for reevaluation with the results of her testing. New paragraph. I'm having her complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires for assessment of her overall capacity. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.